This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Were I to mention the name Judd Apatow, you'd think maybe the TV show Freaks and Geeks, maybe the movies Knocked Up, or Bridesmaids, or maybe even HBO's Girls. Apatow is a producer, a writer, a director, also a comedian who's got a very, very long IMDb page. But his comedy career has its roots back farther even than that. As a high schooler, he started his own radio show as a way to get a foot in the door to interview actual real-life comedians and figure out how they do what they do. Those conversations and some others he's recorded since then are part of a new book he's got out. It's called Sick in the Head, Conversations About Life and Comedy. Judd Apatow, thanks for coming on the show.
Pleasure to be here.
You got to give me the backstory to this thing. You're 14, 15 years old.
Yes.
You're on Long Island. You want to be a comedian. And you say to yourself, I'm going to go interview a bunch of comedians on how to be a comedian.
Well, back then, you know, there was no internet. There were no podcasts. There was no way to listen to a comedian talk about how to do it unless you were going to go to the public library and look up some microfiche interview from somewhere. The times were different. So I thought, oh, the only way I could ask a comedian how to be a comedian would be to start this radio show for my high school radio station where I interviewed comedians.
And it works, which is the bananas part of this thing.
Well, back then, I think no one asked comedians to do interviews. I think if you were Gary Shandling and you were a young comedian hosting The Tonight Show every once in a while, the phone didn't ring that much.
Yeah.
So when I would call their publicist, they would say yes. So they look like good publicists getting an interview for their comedian client. And I never told anyone I was from a high school, so it was an elaborate ruse.
You have now become, I guess by virtue of longevity, right, a mentor to a whole lot of people in this business. Were you ready for that?
I never thought of it in those terms, but I like it. Like, people were nice to me, like Gary Shandling and James Brooks, and they really taught me everything that I know when I worked on their shows. And to me, it's the natural part of this, which is you always need help. So if I am working on a show like Freaks and Geeks, I need a staff. And sometimes I have young writers on the staff, and they're really talented, but they don't know how to do it yet. And part of my job is to teach them how to do it. So it makes my job easier. So mentorship is something that pays off for them, but it makes my life easier. If, you know, the stronger Amy Schumer is writing Trainwreck, the earlier I can go to bed at night.
Huh. Do you know reasonably quickly on meeting somebody or seeing their stuff that they're going to be funny? I mean, you say in this book that you know Adam Sandler was going to be a star as soon as you met him.
I think it's like a band. Every once in a while you listen to a new band or a new song, and you instantly go, I love this. What is this? That's how I feel with comedians. I'll see someone, and maybe right away I just think, I love this person. I wish they had a movie. And if they don't have a movie, my job is to help them make a movie. Because in comedy, we love discovering a new person. We love discovering Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover, even though he's already a veteran, but most people didn't know him. And and when you see someone who's great for the first time, it's really exciting. And that's the moment I like working with people. I like introducing new people to the audience.
There's a school of thought that goes that comedy comes from pain, right? Good comedy comes from pain. You know, you had a tough upbringing. Your parents got divorced. But you say it's at some point in this book, you're talking to, I think, Jimmy Fallon, and you say, yeah, I wonder if I'm too far from my pain now to be funny anymore.
Yeah, I think about that. But then I realize I think I have enough. I should feel better right now. I think whatever your original neuroses and pain, whatever wound you're trying to heal, it takes your entire life to get it figured out. I think success in a lot of ways only makes you feel worse because you think, wow, that didn't even work. And then the ambulance comes
and
to take me away.
And then the ambulance goes by. That's right. That's right.
That's why you could be nervous the rest of your life because, you know, one day you're going to be in that thing.
I want to try something with you that usually we do with corporate CEOs. What is your job in five words or less?
Wow. And then if I said my job is
no, that doesn't
two,
count. Just, you know,
that's
you can just
words.
No, you can go straight into it. That's fine.
Okay, I'm gonna lose some connective tissue words.
That's fine. We understand that.
Create comedy makes you feel.
Create comedy makes you feel. Okay.
That's five, right?
Create comedy makes you feel, period.
Create comedy makes you feel. I want the word which, but I'm going to assume that people know that it belongs there.
They do now.
Maybe there's a way to reorder it. Make feeling comedy which good.
No, you were better the first time. Judd Apatow, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
He came close, though, didn't he? We've got an excerpt from Sick in the Head on our website. It's marketplace.org. Also, a couple of pieces of tape from some of those interviews that Judd did when he was a kid with the likes of Jay Leno, Jerry Seinfeld, and Chris Rock. Check them out.